Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me, Dr. Shawanda Faye Watson, for another episode of Unpacking Family Secrets God's Way. It is such a beautiful day out on today. It is Sunday, August 14th, and it has been, an amazing day. And I hope that you all have had an awesome day as well. I hope you got a chance to go to church so that you would not miss out on the fellowship with other believers. You know, that's what the Lord wants us to do. And then, of course, we do it as unto Him. And so, as you know, we always honor the Most High God. So if you would go into prayer with me. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise your holy name, Lord. We're coming boldly before your throne of grace through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, acknowledging you for who you are, the Almighty, the Amazing, the one who is mighty in battle, the one who would never leave us nor forsake us, the Most High God. The one who is generous in his love and his forgiveness and his grace and in his mercy. We thank you, Father, for our Savior, Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb of God. We thank you, Lord, for all of the benefits that come just in that one name. We also thank you for the mighty blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, that we can call on the name of the Lord Jesus and everything has to change right then and there. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, have your way in this podcast. Lead me, direct me, so that I will speak your will, your word, your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for your angels. Your angels have charge over us. In Jesus Christ of Nazareth, mighty name, I pray. Amen. If you do not have something to write with or something to write on, I will pause for a moment so that you will get that. All right, so we are continuing part 4. Of how is your house managed? Yes, part 4. So the Lord is just, you know, he's giving us truths about how he wants our house to be managed. If we have unruly children, you know, for those of you who are married, you know, you're having issues in your marriage. He wants all of that to be in a place of peace, you know. To where when you are serving him, whether it's inside the church or outside of the church, you're not concerned about anything that's chaotic. You know, you may have coworkers or what have you, and they're telling you about all of the things that's going on in their home. But that's nowhere near you, okay? Because you are doing it the Lord's way. You know, the Lord say, you know, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, okay? And we're going to serve him without chaos, okay? We're going to serve him without allowing the enemy to come in to destroy the family, okay? The husband and wife are one, and they cannot be divided. So the order of the family is, and it will always be, God first. He's the head. Then, of course, the husband, the wife, and the children. And so anyone else who feels as if they should have priority position in that lineup, no, that's out of order. That's not God's order, okay? So you just let them know. You will take care of them if it's necessary after you make sure that your house is taken care of, okay? And before we get into the message that the Lord wants me to bring today, you know, you have people who will want you to lend them money, okay? Well, you know, if you have not paid your bills, you're taking care of your expenses, okay? then you don't need to be lending money, right? You have to take care of your house, your family, you know, your children's needs, your spouse's needs before you do anything else. And then when you're doing the other things for family, friends, what have you, you have to get permission from the Holy Spirit, okay? Because just because you have billions of dollars in the bank account, that does not mean that he wants you to help this particular person or those people, okay? You have to be in line with the Holy Ghost and obey him and not look at these people's faces, okay? Because they're going to be having some, you know, facial expressions that you're just going to pull on your heart. You know what I mean? Look down at the floor, okay? They're going to be all right. Just look down at the floor. Practice saying no, okay? Practice saying, hey, let me get back with you. And I'll let you know later. Let me get back with you, okay? Let me get back with you after I ask the Holy Spirit what he wants me to do. That's even better. That's bottom line, point blank, period. Because they don't want to hear that, okay? And anyone who does not want to hear, hey, let me pray about this, and then I get back with you, you know, they don't care about your house. They don't care about your peace, all right? They just want what they want, and they want it now. Okay, that means that there's going to be a delay if you have to go before the Lord, okay, to pray and get permission, okay, because you're not God. You know, we try to help people. We're not God. We're not the provider. God is Jehovah Jireh. He is the provider. He said it in his word. He meant it, okay. And we just have to receive that word, okay. The Lord is the provider for all. Not just you, not just me, but for all. That means that everybody that he created, okay, who believes in him, right, who professes the name of Jesus should be on their knees, on their face, asking the Lord to take care of the situation. So, you know, don't get stressed out about something you had nothing to do with, okay, because family in particular will pull. You see, they go get their hair done, they go get their nails done, and then the light bill is due. And here they are calling you, right? Right. No. Go before the Lord, okay? That's just my advice. You do what you will, do what you want to do, do whatever you feel like you want to do, okay? You don't have to listen to me, take my advice on it, okay? You have to live your life. But I am telling you that this is something that I had to do. You know, no doesn't hurt anyone, okay? Because I promise you, if you need something and you call them, see how fast you get the no. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, you going, hey, they don't have it. That's no, okay? So, you know, go before the Lord, you know, in everything. He wants you to acknowledge him in everything. Okay, because he doesn't want us to lean onto our own understanding. All right, we have to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he will direct our paths. Okay, yeah, Proverbs 3:5-6, make it a life style. Okay, your life choice, and you know, so again. The topic is, how is your house managed? Okay, so we were talking last, and we've been talking about Eli and his sons, and then on the side we've discussed Hannah and her prayer request to the Lord on having children. Okay, and so these two people, their lives are connected. Because the Lord blessed Hannah to have her first son, who was Samuel. And she promised the Lord, okay, that he would serve him. He would serve the Lord. And that's what happened. As soon as Samuel was old enough, she took him to the tabernacle where Eli was. And he received the boy. And he was training him to be before the Lord. He was going to be the priest in training, so that when he was an adult, right, he would honor the Lord. He would obey the Lord. And okay, and this was serious business, okay? And so, again, Eli had two sons, and his two sons were also priests, okay? But instead of them honoring the Lord, when the people would come and sacrifice to the Lord and present their offerings, these two sons were sleeping with the women as they would bring their offering, okay? Just total disrespect for the Lord's house. And then they would send their servant over to the pot that had all of the offerings and the sacrifices of lambs. They would have him to go over, stick his fork in the pot, and whatever he brought up, that he had to take it to them, okay? Before the Lord received the offering, okay? Because you were not supposed to take it out of the pot before the fat burned off, right? But they did not care. They did not care. And, you know, people were telling Eli about it, and he had a conversation with them. But he did not handle it in the way that it would, you know, he would honor the Lord. He was supposed to put them out, okay? They were no longer supposed to have that title. They were no longer supposed to be provided and supported by the people as they brought the offerings to the tabernacle. But he just had a conversation. You know, I heard you all have been doing these things. You know, why are you doing this? If you had done it to a neighbor or something like that, then of course the consequences could have been prayed for. And then of course the Lord would have taken care of that, because he said vengeance is his, he will repay. But when you come against the Most High God, you know, disrespect the Most High God, who can pray for you? Okay, and that's all he did. He just talked to him. Okay, so again, on last week we talked about the fact that the prophet came and talked to Eli. He told him what the Lord said, you know, and that can be found in 1 Samuel 2, and it begins with verse 27, okay? And he's telling him what thus said the Lord. He's telling him, all right? And for the sake of this podcast, I will go ahead and read the scripture, or the scriptures, okay? So in verse 27, he said, then a man of God came to Eli and said to him, thus says the Lord, did I not clearly reveal myself to the house of your father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? Did I not choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod before me? And did I not give the house of your father all the offerings of the children of Israel made by fire? Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me, to make yourselves fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people? Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now, the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days are coming that I will cut off your arm and the arm of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your house. And you will see an enemy in my dwelling place, despite all the good which God does for Israel. And there shall not be an old man in your house forever. But any of your men whom I do not cut off from my altar shall consume your eyes and grieve your heart, and all the descendants of your house shall die in the flower of their age. Now this shall be a sign to you that will come upon your two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas. In one day they shall die, both of them. Then I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left in your house will come down and bow down to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread and say, please put in one of the priestly positions, put me in one of the priestly positions that I may eat a piece of bread. So, because Eli did not correct his sons and again put them out, they were supposed to be chastised. They were supposed to be punished. If they want to do the things of the world, then they had to get out of the tabernacle. They were supposed to be put out there in the world. No priest, do you understand, who claims to serve the Lord should be disrespectful, should not hold the Lord in contempt. They should not have, just total disrespect for the Lord and his people. Because if they're doing that, then they're not from the Lord. If you have a pastor who takes up the offering and then, instead of allowing the people and teaching them how to tithe, how to give 10% of their offering as, unto the Lord, according to Malachi, then you see them spending the money that the secretary of the church has no idea where the money is, need a new roof, and there's no money to get it fixed, okay? So then you have to have different programs to try to raise the money again. It's just you find these things, total disrespect happening in a lot of churches. So just because it's a building there, it doesn't mean that the man of the house or the woman of the house is honoring the Lord. So you have to pay attention to the fruit, right? And making sure that they are preaching the word of God, not watering down the word of God, okay? Okay, they have to give you the truth about the topics that they cover, okay? Because, there are no repeated letters, so the Lord is not stuttering, okay? He is true to his word, all right? So I understand, that Eli did not want to chastise his children. And even the Lord knows, that sometimes, there are situations where you really, you feel some type of way when it's time to correct your child. And according to God's word in Hebrews 12:11, the NIV version, he in particular talks about that. Okay, so the Lord said in Hebrews 12:11, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Okay? So, again, he understands that, wow, I've got to, chastise my child because they stole money from me, or they stole money from someone else, or they went to school and talked back to the teacher, cursed the principal out, because cussing and cursing are totally different, okay? Yes, they're totally different. Are both demonic, but totally different. And you've got to, as a parent, you have to correct them when they've done this, because you don't want them to continue to steal and steal and steal, okay? Because as they get older, they're going to steal bigger things. It won't just be money. It'll be cars, okay? It'll be banks. It'll be, you know, stores, okay? It'll be people, right, that are not close to you. So you have to, you know, quickly correct that. And again, the Lord understands that, you know, you might feel some type of way. But he said that later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Okay? So you have to put the fear of God in your children. Right? Okay? So that when you say, don't do, they understand, hey, I'm not going to do that. Even if a friend comes and say, well, why don't you do this? My mama said, my daddy said, no, I can't, no. All right? Because they understand. All right? And so there are benefits for you as well. But I wanted to just share a story. And I think I've told this in a past podcast. You know, I had when I was growing up, I lived in the project, okay, in Mississippi. And so, of course, these were low-income housing. And so, you know, one day I went outside and I went over to one of my friend's house. You know, we went to elementary school together. And so I think we were like maybe third grade, something like that. And I knocked on their door thinking, okay, you know, I'm knocking on the door. They're there. Okay. So I know I'm getting ready to go in. And the first thing out of her mouth was, my mama said, we can't have any company and not to let anybody in the house. Do you understand? And of course, I was disappointed because I was looking forward to playing with her. But I understood that they understood mama said, okay, because mama meant business. And if she find out that you let somebody in the house, go get the belt. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, get the belt. Mm-hmm. Because mama was going to beat that foolishness out. Okay. And so, you know, these days, you will find and hear children talking back to parents, telling them what they are not, or they're not going to do. And parents just, you know, okay, well, you know, but I said, no, you know, see, when you're just having a conversation, you basically sound like Eli, okay? You're not going to do anything. You already know that because it's been going on too long, right? Okay, and then if you did do something, you would go overboard, right? Because you got yourself all frustrated because you let them get away with it, and they're just shaming you. They're shaming you. They're embarrassing you, okay? They're talking about you, okay? Yeah, probably failing in school as well, you see? So this is why, you know, the Lord wants you to train up a child, okay? In Proverbs 22, verse 6, King James Version, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, okay? So if you set down the ground rules and you set the standards and you're training them as they get older, you know, you start when they're babies, and, oh, hey, don't touch that, don't do that, okay? All right. When they start hitting you back, hey, don't hit me. You see, because babies will do that. You have to correct that, because if you don't, you know, hold their hand still when they're trying to hit you. Don't hit me. Don't hit me. Stop that. Okay. Then when they get older, when they become teenagers, oh yeah, you're going to be one of the people that they're going to hit. And you can sit there and say, oh no, my child not going to eat. I wish he would. All right. Okay. All right. You'll get a chance to see what's going to happen when the rubber meets the road. Because if you have not been disciplining your children, making sure that they respect you and respect others, right? And making sure that when a teacher calls you and say, well, your child is doing this, he's talking in class or she's talking in class and, you know, disrespecting a class and not doing the work and everything like this. And you trying to side with the child, you know what I mean? Because the child said, I didn't do anything. And you just take their side. Okay? I tell you what, look at the grades. And then you determine,
what the child has been doing. Probably failing. Okay? So, how are you managing your house? So, if you're serving or working, that's on your mind. My child failing. You know what I mean? I'm getting calls. Call after call after call from these teachers. Okay? Well, there must be something to that if you're getting calls from the teachers. You see? So you have to train your children, and the Lord is holding you responsible. And that's what he did with Eli. He was holding him responsible for his sons. Okay? All right? They're not going to like what you have to say. I'm going to let you know that right now. They're not. But it has to be said. Okay? It has to be said. You have to let them know, hey, I don't agree with that. Okay? I don't agree with that. All right? And then the Lord doesn't agree with that. Okay? I love you, yes. But I just cannot support that life. I can't. I cannot support that behavior. I cannot support it. All right? And they're not going to like what you say again. I'm just letting you know right now. They may even stop talking to you for a little bit. But I promise you, when they get in a situation, who guess who they're going to call? Mama. Did it. Can you? Okay. It's going to be you. Mm-hmm. And then what you could do is you just love them on back through. Okay. But you still stand firm in what you said before. Okay. So going back, you know, Eli just messed up. He messed up. He really did. And I don't even think that he considered that. You know, he was old, right? But he never, ever considered the consequences. And a lot of times people don't consider the consequences, okay? Because you have a lot of parents out in the world, and you just, you know, turn the television on, turn the news on, and you see their child shaming them. Why? Because they did not beat that foolishness, get rid of the foolishness when they were out of them when they were younger. They did not demand respect from their child. They were their friends. You see? They were hanging out together. It's okay to go to the movies, you know, go swimming, whatever, but there has to be a line. And the children have to recognize that there's a line, okay? But when a parent says that that's my best friend, then that's how the child is thinking. We're best friends. What you trying? You know what I mean? You're supposed to be supporting me, even if I'm talking back to you. Okay? You're supposed to be supporting. Because we're best friends. And they don't even see you as their parent. You're just parent on the birth certificate. But the way you live, that's best friend. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, you've got to get this thing right. You've got to turn it around. And if this is you and your children, your house, your marriage is just, oh my goodness, it is time to turn it around. Give it all to the Lord. Drop your pride, okay? And give it to Jesus. Give it to him. He has his hands open. He just, you know what I mean? Okay? Because he tells you in his word, you know, to just give it to him. Give it to him. Okay? But most people, you know, I can handle this. Ain't nothing wrong. What? Really? No. Uh-uh. You have to give it to the Lord. You have to give it to him. And so he even tells you, in 1 Peter 5:7, to cast all your cares upon him. And, you know, we're talking about the Lord because why? He cares for you. Okay? You're the one walking around with the garbage bag and you have someone here who is telling you, give it to me. And you say, no, I got it. I got it. No. Give the Lord everything. He loves you. Okay? He adores you. He does not want to see you go through like this. But I tell you, who does want you to go through that? And he wants all of your children to keep talking back to you, cussing you out, stealing from folks. Oh, yeah, he is enjoying it, right? He is enjoying it. And you know who that is, right? Yeah, that's the enemy. Yeah, that's him. Okay, because he wants as many people in hell and doing things contrary to God's word with him. He wants them with him. And so you don't, you know, you got to get this thing right. Okay, parenting is a job. It's an awesome responsibility because you will see the fruit, the beautiful fruit that can come out of your child. Every child has gifts and talents. All right? You have to know the purpose of your child. Okay? And so, if that's you, and you've tried to do everything on your own, and you're tired because it doesn't seem like it's going to ever end or ever get better, right? You've talked to so many people. They've given you so much advice and nothing has worked. It is time for you to take that weight off and give it to the Lord. Okay, and then follow his instructions verbatim. Okay, verbatim. Everything that he wants you to do, just do it. Even if you don't understand, just do it. Okay, so now I'm going to give an invitation, the most important invitation that could ever be extended. Because the Lord is on his way and the rapture will be taking place. Okay? Yes. So he wants everyone with him in heaven. He doesn't want to lose anyone to the enemy. And so we have to make a choice. And so if you would, if you're ready to give your life to Jesus, let him drive the car. You just enjoy the ride. You see what I'm saying? You do the walking and the talking for the Lord God Almighty. So here we go. Repeat this prayer after me. If you are ready to receive Jesus as your Lord, Master, and Savior. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come before you now as a sinner. I have not lived according to your holy word. I've messed up a lot. I believe Jesus was given by you, and he died on the cross just for me and rose again and is preparing a place for me. If I died tonight, heaven would be my home because I have received Jesus as my Lord, Master, and Savior. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Make me a new creation. And it's in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, mighty name, I pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, congratulations and welcome to the royal family. All capital letters, okay? Where our Heavenly Father is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So he is faithful and just. Remember this. He is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. Okay, so there's no one perfect on this earth. I just want to make that very clear. Everybody on the earth has made mistakes. So don't allow them to let, you know, get you to think that they have never done anything wrong. We do wrong every day, okay? But we have to be quick to repent and ask the Lord to forgive us, number one, and fix us and clean us of all of those things that are considered and called unrighteousness, okay? And he will do it, all right? And he won't remember it again, okay? Because it's in the sea of forgetfulness, all right? So, until next time, I love you with the love of the Lord. Bye-bye.